We've often talked here on the show about how small and independent businesses are overregulated and overtaxed, especially in New Jersey. So you would think that that reality would sour business owners and want to be entrepreneurs. My next guest is here with the results of a survey which says that small business owners look at the glass, well, more than half full, actually, and are bullish about business, their business in particular. Here to share the results of the Brother Small Business Survey is the Vice President of Marketing for Brother International, John Wandershin. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good to have you here. More about Brother is at brother.com on the web. And, you know, we just had the, you know, we have continuous job numbers come out and they show lackluster performance. I mentioned here in New Jersey, where the state's rated as one of the most unfriendly for small and independent businesses. But when I look at the results of the sixth annual Brother Small Business Survey, it looks like, at least on a national scale, and I know that the research encompasses all the states, that business owners do see a positive and do see potential and do have the desire to still further cultivate their businesses.
Yes, Chris, there's a couple key developments we see coming out of the survey. First and foremost, as you mentioned, they are a lot more positive, especially since the last 2 to 3 years. We're seeing stress levels definitely going down significantly. And what does that mean to them? It means that they have to move from a defensive posture to more of an offensive one, and that translates into now they have to invest in their business. And it came out loud and clear that they said, right now they get that competitive advantage. I need to start not only investing, but I need to use things like new technology to help me get where I need to be.
And when you, not the bad pun of the morning, but technically, when businesses want to reach out and bring in new technology, cloud computing, for example, that entails another business as the recipient of that idea or goal of expansion. So that's really spreading the business growth when those ideas are pursued.
Oh, absolutely. And then the other effect it has is, naturally, as you can imagine, they're reacting a lot of times to their customers. Their customers are using this technology. So to stay relevant with them and to serve their needs, they need certain tools. But on the other hand, internally to their business, they have two things going on. One is, as you know, small businesses, they're wearing a lot of hats. They're juggling a lot of things at once. So they're saying, you know what? I need something that's going to make me more efficient. And at the same time, their employees are saying, look, I need the tools to do my job. So they're even asking for the technology they need to get the job done. And as you mentioned, cloud, things like cloud computing, things about using other technologies like smartphones and tablets to get the workflow done.
And reality, too, for small businesses in particular in the economy over the last couple of years, although the Brother Small Business Survey again shows that investing in business is a key goal, but some small business staffs have been cut. So, as the term is used, multitasking takes place. So, the more technology that's incorporated into a business, the easier the additional tasks become so that one person can more easily do the job that's maybe have been done by two people.
Well, I think they're also looking at it from the standpoint of how can I make not only the people more efficient, but they're also saying, how can I use this technology to better serve my customers? Because they're looking at it to gain a competitive advantage, and that's why it's important for them to, first and foremost, before they just, like we say, get blinded by shiny objects, I just need that new technology.
Yeah.
They have to understand what they're trying to do. Once they know that, then they can start deciding, well, what technology is right for me, but also understanding that that's just the first decision. Then I have to understand, well, if this technology, to truly exploit it, do I get the support after the purchase I need? So like a Brother, we give them free lifetime customer support, not only to help them fix it if it's not working correctly, but more importantly, how to get them to fully utilize all the features that come with the product. So I think small businesses, they can't go into it and say technology is going to make up for bad processes.
Talking with John Wandershin, who is the Vice President of Marketing for Brother International, about their sixth annual Brother Small Business Survey, brother.com on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And, you know, certainly, too, when you want to make the investment and expand with your technology capability, no matter what your business is and what you're doing, the old saying, failure is not an option. You don't want to boast about something you've added to the business and then either not know how to operate it or not have it be operating sufficiently enough for you to add what you wanted to your business.
Well, you know what, Chris? That came through loud and clear in the Brother survey where they said, given the two situations, one where my technology goes down, say my servers or PCs, versus employees resigning, right now in the short run especially, that technology disruption is more disruptive to my business because it affects not only the owner, it affects the employees as well to get the job done. So as much as they've embraced the technology, they realize how important it is to have the right technology and making sure that it's not getting in the way of them doing their business.
And as an addendum to the business technology expansion, you've got the personal life. Believe it or not, business owners do have a personal life, although you get strained sometimes with the family and everything. But in the survey, 35% would like to stop taking on so many roles and responsibilities. 26% would like to take more time off, which if you're starting a new business, that might sound like a fantasy or a dream, but it can happen. And 20% want to work on their work-life balance. That's with the advent of new technology and the proper integration of technology in a business, that's the personal life that does become a reality, because the confidence you have in what you add to your business allows you to step away and take a breath every once in a while then.
Correct. And it's not just, you know, their life work balance, it's also their employees as well. Because you don't want to get to the point of diminishing returns. And you know, that's one of the nice things about the technology that allows you to do more with less. And that's where they see them not only getting some sanity to their personal life, but more importantly, being better able to serve that customer as well as gaining that competitive advantage of whoever they're competing against.
I know it's tough to communicate survey numbers verbally. You can go to brother.com to see the results of some of the key numbers from the 6th Annual Brother Small Business Survey include 54% of small business owners wanted to invest in their business instead of just sitting on cash. That's up 18 points from 2010. 42% report a high level of stress because of the economy. That's granted flat from last year, but that's down 16 points from 2013. And 41% of respondents said they would like to spend money on tech purchases or upgrades if they increase their revenue by 5% or more in any given year. So, again, it's just a matter, John, of knowing what you want, but then having the proper guidance into making sure what you want is going to accomplish what you need.
Absolutely. It's because it's more than, like you just said, after you purchase it, now it's like, how do I integrate it so it's seamless into my business operations? Because the best technology is the technology that you do not think about. It just happens. It works the way it's supposed to, and if it doesn't, as I mentioned before, it's really important that you have that support mechanism, whether it's like Brother giving a free lifetime technical support, or you're part of a local user group where you're with your peers that, you know, maybe experience the same type of thing, so that when it doesn't work the way you want, or more importantly, you're not getting all the benefits that you should, at least you have resources that you can employ to help you get over that hump.
And to learn more about the results of the 6th Annual Brother Small Business Survey and the services, the equipment, the technology that Brother offers and supplies to businesses of all sizes, a party of one, a local business on Main Street, and larger than that, check out Brother.com. Learn more about all their services. We've been joined this morning by the Vice President of Marketing for Brother International, John Wanderson. John, thanks for the results of the survey. A little positive talk on business, which is a novelty these days. Thanks for being here this morning.
Chris, thank you.